This is the corner of Center Street and Franklin, which is supposed to be the center of the town, which you can see it really isn't. But it does exhibit some things that reflect the idea that it was supposed to be the center of the town. There is a stone here on the corner that is a monument to the original dam and cabin that was built on the site. If you look carefully on the north side of the street, in the next block up, you'll see there is a stone front building with a kind of gray buff siding and green trim. It's the only frame building left of the series of frame buildings that characterized this whole area at one time in the 19th century. Another building that illustrates that fact is the house, which is the fourth building north from the intersection on the east side of the street. You'll see that it has brown siding and white trim. That building was built by Seymour for his land agents and subsequently occupied by a man named James Mead. Its age is demonstrated by the fact that it's a style that you don't see almost anywhere else in Lansing, the federal style. That style is characterized by, among other things, the complete pediment. It has a horizontal eave in the end gable of the house and a central hall. And it's a narrow house, but it's organized along the street rather than front to back in its narrowness. That's the federal style, and that's the style of that house. It pretty much looked that way always, except for the porch. It originally probably didn't have a porch. It only had a stoop going up to the door. Porches were not a thing at the time that the house was built, shortly after 1847. The site where we're standing, the Arctic Corner, is the site of the Seymour House Hotel. One of Seymour's ventures, obviously, was a hotel, the idea being maximize your investment. As people flooded to the area to look at property, to develop property, and so on, as salesmen came to serve these people, they would need a hotel to stay at. And this was the hotel, dead center in North Lansing. Looking across the street on the north side from the bank building, on the immediate northwest corner, looking west really, you see several phases of architecture that reflect the history of North Lansing, as similar streetscapes reflect the history of any town. The bank on the corner is a neoclassical style bank building, and it was built after the war in an appropriate style. Looking farther down the street, almost all the way to the tracks, you can see brick structures which reflect an earlier architecture. In the middle is what used to be a dime store. That was originally three storefronts that looked probably an awful lot like the one immediately west of them. And they were built by the man I referred to earlier, Gottlieb Bruder, as an investment project. This store was bought by Gottlieb Bruder sometime around the mid-1920s or early 1930s. Originally, the building that stood there was built by a man named Hart, who ran one of the mills. It was customary at the time for industrialists, and this is still the case, to take the gains from their industry and invest them in other kinds of investments, diversifying their portfolio and serving the community. In the case of Hart, he built this set of storefronts, which were ordinary commercial storefronts on the first floor, but on the second floor was a public hall, which he called, of course, Hart's Hall. And it was the place where public meetings took place. This is where lectures would be given, meetings would be held of a community nature, dances would be held, celebrations of various kinds took place there. The man I mentioned who lived in the house northeast of here, James Mead, was a similar kind of person. He was Seymour's agent to begin with, developed all sorts of interests of his own, leather for furnishings, general store operation, and he built a large mill of his own, not here but in central Lansing. With the profits from that, he built a series of storefronts on Washington Avenue in Lansing, doing exactly what Hart had done here. And above them, he built a huge room called Mead's Hall, which was the place where public gatherings took place, meetings were held, drama was presented, until the construction of the Opera House in central Lansing. So these biographies are quite similar. What happened when Ruder came to Lansing was that he bought Hart's building, demolished it, and installed the dime store. And that's why this dime store looks like something out of the 50s, while nothing else here does. Demolition isn't the only thing that changes such streetscapes. Remodeling also does it. In the case of the storefronts on the south side of the street, west of here, you can see examples of that. Only one of those storefronts has its original facade. And you can tell it's original because it has the stamped metal hoods over the windows that were available to architects in the late 19th century by catalog, and were simply ordered up and slapped on the side of the building to give it character and pizzazz. The turn of the century came, though, and those things looked old-fashioned to a lot of people. So the other buildings to the east of there and the one to the west were refaced at the turn of the century in the then very popular dark red brick. You can see date stones on them that don't reflect the age of the buildings. They reflect the age of the refacing of the buildings. This is the end of track 3. Please walk west along Grand River to the bridge just past Sir Pizza.